Tom Kirkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today. Going to be cloudy, occasional afternoon showers, high of about 61 degrees. Temperatures now in the upper 40s to the low mid-50s around southeast Wisconsin. Automated solid waste collection would involve trucks with pickup arms and carts. It's in the planning process for the city of Racine with a phased-in proposal through the Public Works Department budget starting up next year. Part of the review process that was undertaken last night by aldermen in the Committee of the Whole meeting. DPW Commissioner Mark Yalen noting that this would involve safety in terms of the workers, 96-gallon carts for pickup, bulky waste collection. Well, that would have to be set up so that, he says, it would be easier to play by the rules rather than to cheat, though the public, he said, would also have a chance to offer up some thoughts on it.
The city of Green Bay, Wisconsin has 2 weeks a year where you can put out bulky waste. I don't believe that would work in the city we're seeing. We could have where people would call in, request a bulky pickup. The city that I used to live in, Virginia, they would do that once a quarter for no charge. Beyond one quarter, they would charge $35. We could do something like that. And I believe that we're going to have a fairly robust system for bulky waste.
When he was questioned about truck pickups during the winter time and all the snow and all that, and you got an automated system, the commissioner pointed out that if Superior could do it, then it should be possible in Racine. Meanwhile, sidewalk replacement will remain with City of Racine property owners through the assessment program instead of being shifted over to debt service. The Council's Committee of the Whole rejecting that proposal to add $355,000 to the Capital Improvement Program budget for 2016. It was Alderman Rady Hahn opposing the change over to debt service.
A tax is a tax, and whether you put a $27 one or that, all the phone calls I've had on this subject said, folks, we don't want to pay anymore. We're paying enough. And I think the commissioner came up with a plan that somewhat tolerable, but at this point, I can't support it.
Motion to approve adding the money to the CIP for sidewalk maintenance was rejected. There was a call for a referendum, even a call for a lower interest rate and more payback time. With the current assessment method, those would have to be separate communications through the council. In Burlington, police investigating a reported armed robbery of the AT&T wireless store on Milwaukee Avenue last night. A news release indicating two men came in just before 7 o'clock. One had a semi-automatic handgun. The employees were ordered onto the floor. The two offenders grabbed numerous phones, then left in a white car with tinted windows, last seen southbound on Browns Lake Drive. A Racine man accused of selling drugs out of his Northside restaurant gets 6 years in prison. Racine County Judge Michael Piontek also giving 44-year-old Baldomero Benitez 4 years of extended supervision. Benitez pleading guilty to possession of cocaine with intent to deliver. Two other drug charges dismissed. In exchange for that plea deal, police discovering $55,000 worth of cocaine in the basement of Baldo's Mexican restaurant on Douglas Avenue in July of 2011, as well as a bag containing more than $14,000 in cash. A rezoning request for a downtown Kenosha residential development was approved by the City Council this week. The developer, though, removing commercial space from the plan. This is Bear Development and the 5th Avenue Lofts project at 5th Avenue and 58th Street, site of the former Frank Wells Company industrial site. Alderman Jan Makowski said that he had some reservations about the commercial space because of the makeup of that particular area anyway.
Essentially, what they would be doing is be putting their storefronts to what? You know, across the street would be the old theater, the back of the old theater. You know, it really didn't seem to be something that would work as far as a commercial storefront situation. And the developer was opposed to it at the time.
The revised plan for the 5th Avenue Lofts includes four fewer units, but the aldermen were told they'll be a little bit larger than with the original plan. The rezoning was okayed, 12-2. Public hearing last night on the proposed 2016 Racine County budget. Just one person spoke, Patrick Bohan, representing the National Association on Mental Illness, commending County Executive Jonathan Delgrave for including funding for two additional positions in the behavioral health clinic in that spending plan, the next step in the process, full debate by the county board if there is any, and then the budget would be adopted next month. Racine Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Services Department budget got a review last night. Council meeting in Committee of the Whole. Director Tom Molbeck said reorganization of the cemetery operation has been quite positive in terms of efficiency and producing revenue.
I can tell you right now that we have already surpassed the revenue that we had all of last year now, which is a great accomplishment for our staff that are there. being able to be there, available for customers to come in, answer questions, and take care of their needs has been a great situation for us. With that, and because of the amount of action that's coming into that office area and into those two parks, we in this budget will be asking for your approval to increase the cemetery office manager from part-time to full-time.
And on capital spending, Molbeck mentioned work that needs to be done on and around the crypts at Mound and Graceland cemeteries. WRJN.com, your source for our local news throughout the day whenever you want it. The newscasts are there in podcast form. Just go to the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.